at 600 meters. But I'm just
You're in. So welcome everyone. This is just hopefully a little fun podcast with two of our amazing medicine nurses here. So I'm Andrea, one of the medicine team. I'm head of the internal medicine department here at Paragon. And I've got Lindsay and Megan, who are two newish members to our medicine team. They've both joined about 6 months ago. And we've been talking about the reasons why they came across to a referral setting from general practice. And I just thought it'd be nice to get some of their opinions and their experiences across to you guys. So we're going to grill them a little bit. So I'm going to start off with Lindsay. Tell us a bit about your career. What was your background before you ended up at Paragon?
So I'm from Leeds originally. I worked at a vet's in North Yorkshire for about 8 years before I then moved to Lincoln and did mixed practice to see something different.
I didn't know that. That's cool. I didn't know you were in mixed practice before.
Yeah, more equine and the farm stuff. But it was surreal, seeing horses on tables under anaesthetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I've been sort of head nurse for the last 3 years at this previous practice, and both me and partner decided to come back up to Leeds to be closer to family. But wanted to step away from head nurse position and come back into nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I wanted to do something completely different.
Very nice.
And challenge myself.
Fantastic.
That's why I'm here.
Very nice. And Megan, I know that you've obviously been in veterinary practice as well, and you've done some large animal experience as well. But how many years have you been a qualified nurse? And
So I qualified 3 years ago, I think. So I did a year. I was in mixed practice as well. So I did a year and then got pregnant, so then I had a year off, and then I did 6 months back at the same practice, still in mixed practice, and then came here.
Mm-hmm. You both got a large background. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it a little bit from Lindsay's point of view, why you wanted to come to a referral hospital, get out of that head nurse sort of stressful, I imagine very stressful role, but what was it for you, Megan?
I think in general practice, sometimes you get to the point where there's not much else to learn. I think you get to a point where every day is the same and you're seeing similar things like new to it and things like that. You don't see anything like really different where you have to push yourself.
Absolutely.
I felt getting stuck a little bit. I wanted to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Have you found any challenges, Lindsay, with making that switch from general practice to referral hospital?
Because I've been out of practice for nursing quite a while, it was hard to get back into the anaesthetics. And I was a bit fearful of the ventilator to start with.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think I'd be fearful of it too.
But yeah, no, having Liz here as well has helped quite a lot to get back into it. But yeah, still a lot to learn.
You feel like you've developed
those
skills?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Talking about developing skills, I've gone ahead of myself. With you, Megan, is there anything? It's a loaded question, really. What are you enjoying about the change? You might be hating the change, hopefully not. But is anything you're particularly enjoying?
I think I'm enjoying because you'd, like in general practice, you get so far with like a medicine case and then it gets referred and then you don't see all the exciting things and you don't, and then you'll not hear anything else about it. So it's good that we see it, like we can read the history from before and then we get to follow it through all the way till.
I think that's a really similar reason as to why that's going to referral practice as well. It's that being able to actually have the ability, the equipment around you, the skills and the departments to be able to find out what's going wrong and do those extra steps. Lindsay, you talked about sort of ventilator training and being more confident now with anaesthesia, but are there any other extra training that you've done here or anything you're pursuing at the moment?
No, not doing any extra training at the moment, but very keen to do some cardiology stuff. I really enjoy sitting in with Debbie and her going through things. So yeah, that would be
fantastic. We've got our cardiologist another cardiologist on the way as well. Okay. So I think it'll be expanding that department. He's a really nice guy, so that'll be fantastic. Anything from you, Megan?
I've just finished. I did an RBC small animal medicine course, which I'd have never done before when I was in general practice. I'd have been like, oh, I could have never done that. But I feel like because I've been here and I can apply it when I'm here, I've found it. Like, I really enjoyed it because I can see it here as
well. Fantastic. That's really good. And what is it, Lindsay, that you're missing, if anything, from general practice?
I do miss the client contact. Sort of the nurse clinics and things like that. I do miss, but you see such a variety of things around down on medicine that it kind of takes your mind off that. But
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people feel, because you don't have that interaction as much, and particularly now with COVID being so limited. Is there anything that you particularly miss?
Same. I used to do a lot of consulting. Yeah. I think I missed the consulting.
Is there any particular, you've talked about cardiology being an area of nursing that you really enjoy. Is there anything that you're particularly focused on?
I really like cardiology and ultrasound.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested.
Neurology is a good one as well.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And can you think of any particularly interesting cases that you've been involved with at Paragon? Anything that stick in your mind or that you've thought,
rewarding? Yeah, I think I should call the cat.
Okay.
The one with the brain tumour.
Yeah, absolutely.
She hated it here, but... She did get better.
Absolutely. Did she come in seizuring? Was that the...
Yes. Initially, then she had the MR.
And then surgery and...
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice to be able to be in a centre that you can offer that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I think there are.
Yeah.
Everything's as interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, one thing I just actually thought about with that was... we were involved in a case when we during the sort of height of COVID that we just the pet blood bank was really difficult to get blood from them, wasn't it? And we had a dog's housemate come in and getting blood from that and actually to give a transfusion. That was something I remember early on that you were thrown in the deep end and we did that together. Absolutely. So what other opportunities have you got at Paragon that maybe be slightly different to your general practice to be able to use and expand your skills? Not to either of you.
I think, like I was saying, like when I did the course before, I'd have been able to, like I'd have seen it on the course and I'd have kind of understood it, and then that had been it, I wouldn't have seen it. I think it's being able to do CPD and then come, and like being able to come to you and say, can you explain this to me or can you show me this? And it's better to be able to see it in practice, I think.
Mm-hmm. You're learning everything every day, you learn something new here. Definitely. And I do find myself going away and Googling words that I don't understand.
Amazing. Fantastic. Another thing that I think, again, throughout lockdown, we were able to get quite a lot of resources online. So we did a lot of teaching on and lectures, and they're all available, to go to when you have those rare moments of being slightly quiet or time that you need to spend on CPD. So lovely. I think that's the end of my grilling. So thanks very much. I hope you guys listening enjoyed it. And if you want to chat about anything about referral nursing, if you're looking at any of our job opportunities, please just let us know. We'd love to hear from you.